Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. All right. Welcome back to Conversations with Kate. This episode is really special. It is a long time coming, and it's kind of like, for me personally, going to be like, you ever have that dream where you are standing in front of a auditorium of people completely naked? This episode is called Listening to the Nudges, and it is about my journey coming out of the spiritual closet. As I have for so long had a fear of being seen in this truth, mostly because of the societal preconceived ideals about what I do and what I have the ability for. If you've ever felt a quiet pull towards something that you couldn't explain, this episode is for you. And again, today's episode is about my journey coming into my spiritual abilities and stepping out of the spiritual closet, where it began, the very first nudges. There was always this quiet voice for a long time. I didn't trust it at first, but the nudges were always there. The early intuitive moments or experiences that I had were when I was pretty young. I didn't have a language for being able to be such a calming force to those around me in times of grief, stress, or high intensity situations. Didn't really have a explanation for that, where those little nudges were there. It was like, hey, this is you. This is your ability. And the other first nudges are when I would ignore that, or ignore those tones or those nudges, I would end up with physical symptoms, which is really wild to say. And or I would have louder nudges or things happen. There were so many times that I just kind of brushed it off. I questioned it, but I most definitely kept it private over the years. What did they feel like? The nudges felt like a pull or an inner knowing, without an actual whisper, just an inner knowing in my body and in my spirit. Let's go on to the resistance and fear. The closet, hiding the doubt, the fear of judgment, pretty much came from hearing people speak ill of those with unexplained abilities, made me hesitate 10 out of 10 times to fully step into these nudges that I had. Also, really not having a firm trust in myself and confidence in myself contributed to that. 100%, 10 out of 10, had a fear of being misunderstood, judged, and not taken seriously. And then, of course, there's that internal conflict that I had, the logic versus intuition that I just knew or know logically, know typically without understanding or without sounding outlandish, that it was real, that these nudges were real. However, those nudges and pulls kept coming. Some were quieter than others. For years and years and years, I tried to ignore it and shut it down and shut it out. What was I really afraid would happen if I was this person that had these abilities, that was stepping outside of and fully outside of the spiritual closet? I was afraid of persecution, judgment. Judgment, as I had had children now and a grandchild, how it would affect them in a negative way if someone saw me that way. That was a big one later in life as I had children, was, how is this going to affect them? How are people going to look at them if I completely come out of the spiritual closet and say, hey, I do intuitive readings and energy work sessions? What was I really afraid would happen if I was this person? That was the question that drove me to nudge myself out little by little. Let's go into what I thought I had to be. I thought I had to be cookie cutter, normal human, instead of having these things, these spiritual abilities that not every single person has. The turning point, the moment and or season of things that shifted, and those nudges got louder when I kept ignoring it until I couldn't anymore. It kind of built over time, listening more and more to my intuitive nudges in what to do, sharing of my witchy abilities with close friends, clients, and confidants gave me more confidence with each confirmation and each person being excited about it. And with each reading and energy work session that I've done, the subsequent success of the information and the energy work delivered was confirmation. This is who I am. This is part of who I am. A moment of clarity, surrender, and truth happened on my friend's birthday. It was the full moon. She had brought out Moonshala, aka JoJo Campus, for a breathwork session. And that night, I was altered at a cellular level. And it completely transformed me and gave me that push to be like, hey, stop being afraid and just get on out there. Learning to trust myself. Building a relationship with my intuition is how I did that. Every time I had a nudge, I followed that nudge every single time after that full moon breathwork session. And things were good. And if I did not, I felt out of alignment every single time I didn't listen to the nudges. Things that helped me do that were staying true to my practices. I've talked about that here on the podcast before, my cold plunging and meditation and that kind of thing. Regular breathwork sessions, daily at home, also sessions with JoJo that were longer, more in depth. I started meditating regularly, grounding regularly, and tapping into my knowing every single time that knowing or those nudges happened. What did the trust feel like at the beginning versus now? It was really, really scary at the beginning. I am 100% a person that if something scares me, that is the thing that I put at the top of my to-do list. And this was no different. I finally was like, all right, this is at the top of the to-do list. And this definitely became that one thing that was the number one at my list of, okay, this is scary, but I'm going to do it anyways. And now it just feels like warmth, serenity, ease, femininity. It also feels like serenity, helping others through their things. And that's what I do. That was one of the things that downloads that I got was people feel so great after they leave your chair when you do their hair. Why do you think people resonate and connect with your mixes that you do and your DJ performances that you do? It is because of the same things that you are gifted with in this regard. Some small things that built my confidence early on were the readings that I did where the information was helpful and the people confirmed and told other people that I was real in my abilities. And conversely, if they didn't, how it worked out for them in reverse, which was super interesting. I even had my own brother confirm for me recently. He really thought when I first talked to him about these things that I was had gone off the deep end, so to say. And then we had an experience where we both had a shared experience at our brother's funeral. And he was like, okay, that was the moment where I knew, Katie, I knew that this was for real, that you had not gone off of the deep end. So that was one of the really big confirmations recently. On one occasion, a meditation and another breathwork session, my spiritual team was like, and I said this before, why do you think people feel so great after getting their hair done with you or just being around you, your friendships? You know, why do people connect with you so wonderfully and they look to you for advice and they feel better after being around you? This is the same, just in a different font. It is the same work. And let me be clear, this is never something that was overnight. The trust in myself and the listening to the nudges was built over time. Let's move on to stepping into my work. Whew, this was the hard part, owning my gifts publicly. The first time I shared my gifts was with someone else, was my neighbor, my daughter's friend, and with two of my friends that I did energy work on. My neighbor, I did just a reading on with her. Same thing with my daughter's friend. I just did a reading, an intuitive reading with her friend. And both of those people came back with confirmation about the situations. And the two energy work sessions, immediately with one of the energy work sessions, the person was like, oh my gosh, wow, I feel so much better already. Concurrently, the other person was like, I feel so much better after this. The first intuitive reading or energy session, what did that feel like? It felt like a conversation that wasn't heard between my spiritual team and I and my higher self. A little fear that nothing was going to happen or come through, definitely. After developing a secure relationship with my team, holding up my energetic boundaries and a firm belief in no stepping in to people's energy without consent. It's kind of like going through someone's purse or bag or wallet. Like, I won't do that without permission. The caveat to that is there are people that I am energetically tied to that I have things, energies, feelings come up that I now recognize. And usually I call them or talk to them to sort out what's up because, hey, I'm feeling these little nudges or pulls. It started slowly with talking to people, really, about it behind the chair, people in my life, putting up an Etsy shop with my morning ritual guide on there, and then finally asking my salon owner if I could add the services to my menu. And boom, it wasn't scary anymore. People are excited about it and accepting of it as well. And I realized this wasn't something to hide. It was something to offer. What do I offer now currently? I offer intuitive readings and I offer energy work sessions. What do intuitive readings feel like for me now? They're a secure, open communication and therapy session, sometimes for the person I'm doing them on and sometimes for myself too. And what does energy work feel like for me and mean to me now? Honestly, it's helping people use their own knowing to heal, to answer questions, to follow their own nudges about things in their life. The intention behind my work is healing, clarity, and connection to your true self, your own knowledge, and your own knowing. And I just want to say to you, if you feel a nudge, but you're scared, it's okay. And it's normal to feel doubt and fear. I'm encouraging you to be curious over leaning into that fear or nervousness. You don't have to rush. You don't have to have it all figured out to begin listening to your inner knowing. The nudge is there for a reason. We're going to come full circle and ground. This journey has taught me about myself. It's truly been a PhD level education in my metacognition of this aspect of who I am and not to ever hide it. Yes, my life feels different now, more grounded, more softness, more grace, more expansion, and definitely more security in my tools and my discipline. Stepping out of the spiritual closet wasn't about becoming someone new. It was definitely about finding and finally allowing myself to be who I've always been. If any of this resonated with you, and if you're feeling called to explore your own intuition or receive guidance, again, I do offer intuitive readings and energy sessions, and I'd be honored to hold that space for you. Thank you so much for tapping in and holding space for me and letting me be seen in this episode today. Chat soon on the next episode of Conversations with Kate.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.